The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes. Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Although I don't know if I really should be welcoming you. You're probably more of the steady here than I am, just no. filling in for Mike.
But you got that great podcast deep voice.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, that's honestly how this came about today.
Yes, it's like... It's
Danielle and I were a little dragon, so Chris stepped up.
Authoritative. I like it.
Well, I appreciate the compliments here, and I don't want to be going running Mike out of his job or anything, but...
I think you two should have a host show off, a showdown.
I don't know about that. I do my best, though. Anyway, what do you got for us this week, Amber?
All right, we got a new Jay Green study with Josh McGee. They examined school district performance in light of... to basically compare it to 25 other industrialized nations who are basically considered our peers. They compared student achievement in math and reading between 04 and 07 to results, present the results in percentiles. They mapped the state test data, NAEP, and PISA data to a standard normal curve using means and standard deviation. I won't get too much into the methodology, but basically they generated Z-scores so all these data could be compared. In the end, they find that 94% of all districts have average math achievement below the 67th percentile internationally. 68% have average student math achievement below the 50th percentile. Only 820 of our roughly 14,000 school districts have average student achievement in math that would be among the top third of student performance in other developed countries, if you followed that. Some of the districts, this is the good news, that perform well were Pelham, Massachusetts, Spring Lake, New Jersey, and Wakanda, Kansas, which were in the 90th or above percentile. A couple charter districts did well, too, including Kip Infinity and Roxbury Prep, which we normally hear a lot about those guys. In the end, most of the top-performing districts were rural, not suburban. The authors used the report's findings to cast a light on the subpar performance of suburban kids and say they need to reform them just as much as the kids in the urban areas need reform. So there you have it. Interesting report. You know, I think readers really need to kind of dive into the technical appendix if they care about things like that, because there were definitely a lot of steps they had to take to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, it seems like there would have to be a lot of assumptions there.
Yeah, a lot of assumptions, but I think they were really clear about sort of laying them out, saying, you know, a lot of people are going to say that tests are meant to measure different things, and they are. And we didn't take care, we didn't count for school factors, and we didn't look at, we didn't kind of take into consideration how old the kids were when they were taking these various tests. So they kind of go through all of the things that they think people are going to beat up on them about. But at the end of the day, I think that it's an important contribution. It's just like a holistic measure. It's not meant to be, you know, really fine grained. It's just supposed to give us sort of a big picture of where we fall out. And in that way, I think it was useful.
So rural districts are the ones performing
rural
on the top,
districts.
Huh?
Yeah, isn't
That's
that
surprising?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the rest of the, you know, the general findings kind of reinforce everything we've been hearing about how we're not, you know, necessarily on par with international countries, how we're falling behind. But yeah, the rural districts definitely stands out among the findings.
It was a little surprising. And I've never been to Pelham, Massachusetts. Have you guys?
No.
Apparently it's near Amherst, which, yeah, I don't know that part of the world. Yeah, Wakanda, Kansas. I haven't ever been there.
Very
And in the report, I think Jay made a little snarky comment about Spring Lake, New Jersey, which is, hasn't been impacted by Snooki and what's the guy's name with the abs?
The Situation,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, The Situation, right.
Nice.
Somehow,
not
you
that
know.
I watched that show or anything.
They escaped that kind of culture or whatnot, those kids there. So,
what's interesting to me is that, you know, they can kind of find that distinction in this report, but that usually you don't hear that. You know, it seems like it would be fairly simple to compare districts with state data and things like that, but I don't think I've ever heard before that rural schools kind of come out on top.
Yeah. So that's what I think. It's useful, and he basically said that. I think it was out of the top 20, I want to say, I don't want to get this wrong, but I want to say 13 of the top 20 were rural, something of that. So it was a decent number.
So there you have it. If you want your kids to have an international competitiveness, move out into the country.
Move to the middle of nowhere and then send them abroad.
Right.
All right. Well, what song do we have to go with us today?
All right. Since districts and the country perform so well, we've selected a classic country song. This would be Thank God I'm a Country Boy by John Denver.
We're life on the farm. I'm kind of laid back, baby. much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin' up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. A fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo!